calling to book an appointment for the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yes, I'm calling for that.
Okay. Is it for yourself?
For myself, yes.
Is there anybody else in your household who you think might be eligible to get that vaccine?
Well, my parents, but they don't live with me.
Okay. So what is your priority group that you're in?
Home health.
Is it the age?
Well, it's not the age, it's the home health care workers. The boss sent an email. I expect you to do this, so here we are.
Again?
The boss sent an email to everyone saying, hey, I expect you to get this, so here I am.
Okay, I think I'm able to book the appointment for you. I haven't booked for a healthcare worker before, but I think that is one of the qualifying. Can I just put you on hold? I'm just going to make sure.
Sure thing. Okay,
would you like to do that one?
Yeah, I'll take the drive-through option. Although I have to ask, and perhaps I'm sounding paranoid here, is it safe to drive after you've taken this?
So I've asked before, as like some elderly people were asking if they should drive themselves, and the message I was given was that that's okay. Qualified to give medical advice, though. So, yeah, I think I don't know who else you could ask. Maybe like a healthcare professional. I can't really answer that question.
I mean, with the restrictions on gathering, it's like it's gonna be kind of hard to find someone to drive me.
Yeah. I'm not sure how else you could get to the clinic if it wasn't for someone else driving you. Even if it wasn't a drive-through, like you would have to take some other form of transport. Unless walk there, I guess, right? Do you still want to book an appointment?
Sure, yeah, I'll do the drive through. I'll take a taxi or something.
Okay. If you change your mind, we can book it, but you can always cancel the appointment. And we'll send you an email with like a link you could click to cancel it. So if you want to book it, then you can think about it and decide.
Well, I'll book it for now. If something happens, I'm sure I could just cancel it.
Exactly. Before I find the time slot, I'm just going to get some personal information. So can I get your first and last name, please?
Frederica Menneken.
Can you spell it for me, please?
Frederica Menneken. No, Menneken.
Okay, there's a phone just crackled at that point. Okay. Next, can I get your date of birth?
January 13th, 1957.
To confirm, was that January 13th, 1967?
57. Let's see. One second, I had the card a moment ago. Okay, number is 7657.
Okay.
846-710.
Okay, 7657-846-710.
That's right. Yes.
It's telling you that the health number is not valid. Usually it's the same length, but it starts. either like a BC services card or the back of your driver's license.
Oh god, I'm looking at the wrong thing. One second.
Yeah,
Sorry,
sure.
brain fart. I meant to ask something as well since I have you on the phone. My son is actually one of those like crazy people who's always sending me things to look at. I was wondering if this these vaccines like were they ac were they, he's telling me they weren't actually approved for use. Is that true?
Vaccines that they're giving have been approved by, what is it, Health Canada, I think. So as far as I know, they've all been approved.
Okay, he's telling me there's something that they're not approved, they're just some emergency use. I'm just wondering if it's true.
Like the messaging that I'm seeing on my government website is that the COVID-19 vaccines have been approved by Health Canada and they're safe and effective and will save lives. So all four vaccines have been approved for use, the Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I don't have any other information besides what the government has told us,
right,
which is the same information on the public government website.
Okay, I had my card a moment ago. Can I call back once I find it? And sorry, I'm a little disorganized today, but I'll, yeah, the drive,
if it won't be too long, I can just go and
I can call back, and sorry, the place is a mess. Yeah, I'll take the drive in when it comes open.
Yeah, okay, well, when you call back, just repeat that you want to go to the Burnaby drive-in location, and you can go through and
all right, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Bye.